My name is Yasuko. And I was born in Japan, and it is a Kyushu island. I was born in Kyushu island in Fukuoka prefecture, and I have actually 9 brothers and sisters, but 2 are passed away. So before I was born, so I don't know. I have known 2 siblings, and they died when they are young, like 5 or 7 years old. It was during a Second World War. They get sick. They didn't have enough medicine, so they couldn't survive. So anyway, I have, and I am a youngest daughter. I have 1 younger brother. I have 4 brothers and 3 sisters, including me. And I'll say my parents were quite religious. They practiced Confucianism and the Buddhist. And anyway, they believe in God. My parents used to say to me, especially my mother, and even though I am not seeing you, even you don't see me, God is Heavenly Father is always watching over you, so don't do anything wrong. Yeah, I think that is. Anyway, my mother said, if you steal something, you are going to cripple. And then if you die, you'll be dumb. Oh. And as you know, when you're a child, it's easy to believe whatever parents say. And I don't know about these days, because there are lots of internet or media. So maybe it doesn't work these days, kids, I guess. But and when you are young, and the parents are seem almost like a god. Yeah. Anyway, and lived very countryside. I need to walk for 10 minutes to see a friend. So most of the time, I spend time play with my brothers and sisters, especially 3, close to my age. And I'll say, no matter what, I had a lot of questions. Also, my father was he likes to talk ethics and morals. Yeah, so, I was quite fortunate about my parents. And I entered high school, and I had a wonderful friend, and my best friend, even during high school year. We used to talk about what is the purpose of life, or what is a true love, or there's so much conflict or words, because those years, it was during Vietnam War. So, when we graduated from high school, and we had our own job, but we always met at least once a month to have to go to cafeteria, just to catch up what is happening with our life. And then one time when we were having a coffee, and some person who is I don't know that time, that is a member of Unification Church, and she came to us to sell a flower. And we are having a coffee and a cake. Then she said that she wanted us to buy a flower. So, and it was almost end of in the month. So we don't have enough money. Well, we had a little money. So we said, no, we don't have enough money to buy your flower. But anyway, she just insisted to us to buy. She said, anyway, there are so many the children dying hungry. And, and then also there are so much problem. You know, we are, and you're going to help to those fund to help hunger or make a world peace. So anyway, she is not going to move until we buy flower. So anyway, and we put the money all together, then bought a flower. And then anyway, I took home that flower because, you know, three of us are share about the cost. Then, and so actually that I felt somehow that flower is so beautiful. When I look at that flower and so vibrant, and somehow it was simple flower, but I felt so different, so beautiful somehow. Then anyway, so when I go to shopping mall or crowd in the crowd, if I see those people, the person who is selling flower, I usually avoid them because I know once they catch me, they are not going to. I need to buy, or they are not going to. give up. So I just took a different directions. Then unknowingly somehow I donated and made a donation to Unification Church, because I don't know that time who are asking donation. Anyway, and then when I was working, also I had lots of questions about, as you know, even these days we say, what is the purpose of life, or what is the true love, or life after death, and is there a God? Or, so, you know, thinking always like that, especially it was during the Vietnam War, anyway, and especially college student, they don't go to attend the college, just they are destroying a school building. It was just so amazing. Why they need to go to school, you know, those college students? Because it was during that time in Japan, communists became quite strong also, and the Red Armies, they want to destroy in the country or university or so forth. So and I couldn't just figure it out why they are doing something like that. So I had same time lots of questions about life, about the society. And so anyway, one time when I was in the bus station, when I was in the bus station going home, trying to go back home, and just church members, I don't know who are they, give me a pamphlet. So that pamphlet say I had all questions. So anyway, and then they are going to have evening seminar, a workshop, not on the lecture. So just I went to attend those three workshops, not workshop, lecture. And then actually I was anyway, that's a pamphlet wrote a person's name, so that person became I claim that person is my spiritual mother. I didn't really directly come to me or and witness to me. Fortunately she was a and before, maybe I need to say, there was a the One World Crusaders, just like a CAP members. So they came to different cities, then doing a witnessing. So during that time, I was I met the church in 1972. It was in March, and the first time I met to them. So, and there is a local church. So after I had lecture, I was invited. Of course, you know, everyone was invited, person who are interested. So, and I went to every Sunday, or after I finished my work, I went to as much possible. And I went to Sunday, every Sunday, I guess, and went to the church. Then listened to more lecture or got to have conversations. And then I asked all my questions. Then actually, interestingly, she was able to answer all my questions. I am not going to join the church because my life was not that much bad. Then I told my spiritual mother, I'm not going to join the church, but I'm interested. And somehow my spirit has changed. I need to go to 7 days workshop. Then anyway, I went to 7 days workshop. But I need to say, maybe before that, before I joined the church, I had a different dreams. Dream was there's some kind of three steps, then there's some chaos. But if I on the reach, or when I go top of the rock, I was saved, or I was able to, danger. I was able to escape from danger. Then another one I often dreamed about was there's a big study hall. There are lots of young people just inside that big building hall. And then where I can be out, just reach out to a tree. So if you connect with a tree, you will be free to go. You can be free to go to outside. So after I heard divine principle, and the rock is a Christ, or the symbol of Christ, so actually I was kind of amazed. And it was before I heard a divine principle. So so even I told my spiritual mother, I'm not going to join the church. Yeah. Then she asked me, you need to join the church. But I said, no, I am not interested in joining the church. But somehow, anyway, I joined the church. I packed my bag. And my spiritual mother didn't come to my home. I used to live with my parents. And then I packed my luggage. Then I went to the 21 days workshop. Then I joined the church. Yeah. Then anyway, and after I joined the church, I know what group was it that selling flower. So yeah, I try to avoid to sell a flower, and I need to do it. So anyway, no matter what, I went to door to door to sell sort of flower. Then anyway, it was church in the church fundraising. Then actually I was sent to MFT. That's the mobilized just to focus on selling, doing fundraising. And I was grown up very countryside. But I was sent to Tokyo.
Oh, my.
Yeah, just like New York. I never been in such a busy place. Then I think we need to sell 300, no, 100 at least 100 flowers. It, one package was 300 yen. So anyway, also my parents used to say, you're not going to bake your money to anyone. But anyway, you said a flower, actually you're baking to money. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it was so difficult. But so actually I really pray to God, and I'm doing, it's not for me, I'm doing, I'm selling for saving a world. And so just let me do it. And then I constantly keep in my mind about why I am selling a flower. Also, I know when bought a, and even though the person forcefully sold me a flower, that must have made a condition that I was able to join the church. You know, so a different time I made donations, because as you know, when you read a divine principle, and we need to offer a symbolic, substantial offering. Yeah, so that must have made a condition that I was able to meet a church. So I said anyway, and please, even though I need to sell forcefully, just like those person who sold me, and then that is a condition for the person. So and please accept or may please bless him or her person who bought that flower, even though it was horrible, you know, because how we thought, just we gave a flower. Then, no matter what, when you give something, and no matter what you receive, the reaction. So, and once a person who get the flower, and I need to get the money. And until then, it was actually, you know, if you think it's really horrible. But anyway, I am not going to sell flower for me, and selling flower for world peace or for heavenly parents, for heavenly father, and to make the person to make conditions. So, you know, in the busy street, I never been such a place before. But it was really, it was really good practice for me. I need to deny myself, hold myself completely. And then it was, it was a really good training to develop my faith. those days we live in the van, place to place. We never slept in the house. And as in Japanese, we usually take a bath, but and we don't take a bath every day. And then I don't know what we ate. And I know we didn't eat any hot meal. And in the city, so when we need to take a, when we need to wash my, our face, brush my teeth, go to train station, then just to, you know, there's a train station where there's a water. Then that's the place we used to wash our face and brush our teeth. And then actually I don't really remember what we ate, but I remember we got the tapeworm.
Tapeworm.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, because it's not sanitized. Anyway, and the vegetables are not quite washed. Oh. Yeah. And also we need to go to another city to city. So after we eat in the evening, and one night, one day when we finish, we slept in the van. Then it was maybe around, maybe, I don't know. And they put a board, then just slept like a sardine. Yeah. then anyway, go to different when we woke up, we were different city. Then just we have a the captain drop off each of us to different places. And then so anyway, life was I didn't have so much trouble about go and I don't have any complaint, but and sometimes I felt so kind of sad when especially when you go to in the evening to door to door sell your flowers, and everyone is gathering home, and the nice smell of those and the dinner, and the warmth in the warmth of in the house, and the gathering with the families. So and some get sometimes homesick about and the those circumstances when I see when I think about when I was lived with in the, my hometown with my parents, and then but at the same time don't actually I said I they get in the Bible's quotation about Jesus said that and bird or all creatures have a home, the nest where to, they can go back. But he doesn't have any, he doesn't have a home to go back. So I said, anyway, that must be like something and Jesus must have felt about. So actually, anyway, I put my different circumstances with a Bible or the, actually every morning, no matter what, we have Sunday the morning service or evening service, then captain give us just a short and it's from way of like in the small book way of life, yeah, so give us those quotations. So then just and the captain said when you get some difficulties, just remember that's quotations, or just sing a song, holy song, or in the Bible and the Christian hymn. So anyway, the life was simple, but anyway, so need to get into such a difficult situations. So no matter what, need to think about God or about the Father's speech and those quotation or. Singing in the holy song. So anyway, I felt it looks like a beggars, you know, what we are wearing. Yeah, but then actually I felt it's life is so simple. I don't need to make up. I don't need to change my clothes so often. Yeah, I don't need to think anything about. I need to think. I don't need to think about. I need to find my spouse, and the church will find a spouse. So anyway, and so anyway, overall, it was. I think it was. It made a really good foundation. My life in my heart, on the face, my foundation. In my face. Yeah. Then, anyway, I think I was the traveling around in the van, maybe 1 year. But at least I was able to go on all over the Japan. Yeah, it was good. You know, as in if you are in MFT, you go to city to city. So I never been different place. I went to so. I was able to see different people and different places. So experiencing about strengthening my the faith. So anyway, and then after that, I graduated from MFT. Then went to ginseng, selling ginseng in door to door. Then after that, 1974, I came to United States. February 6 or 5. Then, anyway, As you know, during those 1974, it was a Madison Square Garden to Washington Monument, and fundraising or witnessing. And I got a really wonderful experiences, and but I'll make short. I have also lots of different experiences with God or the different situations, but anyway, I'll jump to Alaska, and we are blessed. We are March 79, blessed 1982, as a 2075 couple, in 1982. So in 1984, I guess we went to James and I. Moved to Alaska. And then also that was a great blessing because late 80s, true parents used to come to Alaska very often. And so we were able to meet true parents. It's very close. Also, it was in Anchorage, Alaska, or not Kodiak. So it was in a couple, maybe at least like 10 people or 15 people. So when true parents come to and they come to Alaska, sometimes they stayed Anchorage Church, and so. And there was a there was one Korean sister, Neil Shaku. Anyway, he used to be a president of Kodiak's fish business and the church business. But then they moved to Anchorage. So anyway, two mothers know well about the wife. I have forgot her name. So when true parents come to Anchorage, she prepare meals for true parents. So anyway, so she asked me to serve meals. So and it was a wonderful blessing. But actually, anyway, I'll say a true parent, a true father is very spiritual. Because when I don't have a right attitude, he doesn't touch your food. So one time I remember, when I serve a coffee, he didn't drink a coffee, and then I was wondering. Then I said I know because I was just serving coffee, just like I am as a waitress. So I said I need to repent myself, and I said actually after I repent, actually he ship his coffee. and we got lots of opportunity to see our two parents so closely and speak speak to us anyway. And he didn't speak to us. He spoke mostly divine principle from actually amazing. He spoke almost always just divine principle from creation principle creation to and coming of Messiah, just maybe 1 hour in the time and with different topics. And then that was he was always giving us speech anyway. Seems just he was not talking to us. He was talking to the spirit spirit in the last Anchorage or Alaska. That I felt because he doesn't need to talk something like that always over and over. Yeah. Then. Anyway, sometimes it's really difficult to have a right set of mind to see true parents. So one time, and then when I two parents are coming to Alaska, so I wanted to make some condition. So actually, and I watched when true father was in Denbury. You know, that's a video also about his life in prison. Then anyway, I watched. Then I think next day, we welcome true parents, and it was just such a. I felt incredible, and feeling because you know true father went such a hard life, and it's almost to death. Then just when we see a true father, and he doesn't have any he doesn't have any resentment or sadness. He is so happy to see us, and as in the Japanese tortured true parents were in made so much trouble in Korea. But it was not only Japanese, but in the Western or Korean members. I felt how he could do something like that, because I don't see any trace of agony or suffering. He is so anyway, and he stands so straight. And so with dignity and pride, and giving us a hope, and even though he went to such a horrible course, so it was just I was so happy, and I'm very fortunate to get my. Self in such a circumstances, see such a difficult life he went. But just I could see true father just like Reverend Lu is there. And so in see him, seeing him. And it was a great blessing to know true parents so close also. With two children, we are able to interact with the two children and the leaders, because no matter what, they need to stop by encourage. And then anyway, the 1982, it's come to hometown programs. So we went to back hometown, James's hometown, Washington State. I wanted to have a job. So actually, I didn't ask God about I didn't pray. Please find me a job. I need to have a job. But actually, I remember I asked the heavenly parents, could you find my job? just like a talk to own parents, can I have something like that? And I want to have a job, so please find, could you find me some job? Yeah, so actually, and later, a couple of weeks later, and when I look at that newspaper, Help Wanted, and the school district is looking for person who speaks Japanese English. Yeah, so anyway, and I don't know how many Japanese were there. Anyway, I applied. I applied, then I was hired as a teacher's aide. And in those days, you say teacher's aide. So then I worked for about 20 years. It was a really wonderful experiences, because there are interact with different people, also especially students, because as And there are a student who come from different household, and from with and student from drug abused family or neglected or homeless and alcoholic, and then so and children get so much trauma, and then and also worked there was also and autism or Down syndrome student and who has so much problem, but actually overall I felt all the students are so precious, and they want to live their life in the best. I felt very sorry for those students or kids from and parents who are alcoholic or drug use. They are not really caring on children. That's the reason why some students are so out of order. They cannot so defiant and so defiant, and they have such a horrible life. It's not they are not making they don't make it, choose that way because that's the place they are grown up. So they, those many students became in the defiant or that they cannot function well. So anyway, but when I see overall, I felt so much compassion and to them, and then also way. Also, actually, in the school, we have a lot of in-service or workshop how to deal with those students or about their mentalities, or how we need to relate to those students. So actually, it was a really good training, and also, and as you know, it's a school and the setting. So adults are morality high. Also, and if you want to be teacher, you need to have lots of patience, and you need to really love kids. Otherwise, you cannot do it. Yeah, and sure. Yeah. So, so anyway, I learned different. I saw different situations when I worked at the school district. Also, it was agriculture city or town. So we have a lot of migrant student, and then those parents want to do best for children and to learn to get educated. Actually, I have seen some student. I said if they stayed on country, they will not get good education. So their brain will be wasted. They couldn't speak any English, but after a while, they are able to speak in English, or they are able to do well in academically because it's provided by the United States, also with parents' wish, and also they want better than parents for their life. So they really made a such a effort about those students. And then anyway, and we got different people from different countries. From Ukraine, and they could not speak so much English. But after 1 year, they really exceeded much better than Native American, but yeah, about academically, because they want to, they know about their country's situations, so they really make effort, lots of effort to study, so they can have a better life, and so also the parents are quite and supportive also. If parents are supportive, and they behave better, also they are able to exceeding their academically, and so I can see involvement of family is very important. But so anyway, I saw different students and. So I learned about anyway, actually, I was able to learn all children, all kids are so precious, and even who has physically difficulties or mentally difficulties, they want to live on the best. But actually, one category of student was not quite, and I didn't admire and student who was so spoiled from parents, because some parents, and even though kids did something wrong, then parents come to my kids don't do something like that, then they don't believe about children doing wrong. So it became so difficult because parents became so defiant, and then it's hard to and convince or and work with some student. So anyway, that's what my if parents cannot see own children's and weakness or. Doing something wrong if they cannot, if parents. Students became so defiant and they don't want to just listen. Those kids are so difficult. Anyway, when we did the door-to-door blessing. The one of the principal receive a door-to-door holy wine. Then after that, she became that Moses Lake School District's superintendent. Yeah. Right. I didn't keep up. I don't know. Just we gave a blessing, I didn't. As you know, when you have a workplace, it's not easy to talk any religion. And because, you know, especially Unification Church is a kind of a controversy. So just you cannot talk just like a Christian talk, because we need to have particular time. So because I don't want them to misunderstand about our church and then cannot converse about where so, converse where. So even... You know, even I had a wonderful friend, co-workers, and I couldn't talk too much. But I know some friend of mine, just outside of school, I was able to say what is my religion. It was a. I was very fortunate in the beginning of my church life, and came to United States, got lots of mission, foundation, and selling ginseng and fish business, witnessing, and brought about the Washington Monument campaign. So now we are here, and James wanted to move to Las Vegas. Yeah, so we are here. We've been here about two and a half years. Yeah, that is a. Anyway, I skip about 10 years when I was single. And there's lots of things to talk, but it's a bit too long. So I'd like to end my testimony.